Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up on the show, spring is here, at least according to clocks and official types. And nobody gets the whole spring thing better than Rodgers and Hammerstein, or Rodgers and Hart. We'll hear tunes from a couple of current hits, and at intermission, Forbidden Broadway goes after Les Miserables, not once, but twice. Lights are dimming now in our virtual lobby, so please identify the nearest exit, turn off your cell phone, and relax because the babysitter has it under control. The orchestra is tuning up for tonight's overture, The Producers by Mel Brooks. That was the overture to Mel Brooks' 2001 stage musical adaptation of his movie, The Producers. And now, spring is about to spring in the technical sense, as in, the vernal equinox occurs on the day after this taping. Now, some of you are already out enjoying your gardens, but Interlochen Public Radio is in the North Woods. Around here, we don't plant until Memorial Day. For real. I've been fooled before. Never again. So we may still see a blizzard or two or a frost or three, but it is still, mathematically, spring. We'll celebrate with State Fair, I Married an Angel, and South Pacific.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, I've never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well. In our air-conditioned patent leather farmhouse, on our ultra-modern scientific farm, we'll live in a streamlined heaven, and we'll waste no time on charm. No geraniums to clutter our veranda, nor a single little sentimental thing. No Virginia creepers, nothing useless.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leaves. doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear.
Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1949 South Pacific won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. That was William Tabbert as Lieutenant Cable with Younger Than Springtime by Rodgers and Hammerstein. That was an original recording from our vinyl vault. Before that, we heard Spring Is Here from Rodgers and Hart this time. That show premiered in 1938. We heard Eve Symington on a 1950s studio cast album. And we started it with It Might As Well Be Spring from the 1945 version of the only Rodgers and Hammerstein musical written directly for the big screen. In the movie State Fair, the song was sung by Gene Crane's Margie, but technically it was sung by Luann Hogan. You know, kind of like March is technically spring. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines spring fever as a lazy or restless feeling associated with the onset of spring. Urban Dictionary defines it as excessive randiness eclipsed by post-nasal drip. Combine the two definitions and you can wind up really happy or not. Here are three Done Me Wrong songs.
There he goes, as usual, my man, breaking my foolish heart. I really don't know what to do about him. I've told myself I've got to do without him. There he goes, as usual, my man, tearing my heart apart. He's made my life a mess. I've got to do this, I guess. Goodbye, Joe. From here I kiss you. Goodbye, Joe. I hope I don't miss you.
If you had been on the square and had treated me fair, we'd have not had a tiff. If you had not said I should go and jump right off the nearest cliff. If you had stayed off the make and you just hadn't taken to coming home stiff. If I had not spelled perfume with a nasty unfamiliar whiff. I'm gonna miss you, baby. Things could have been terrific. Ah, what's the diff? If you had not had the cheek to stay out for a week saying back in a jiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you worried, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were and you went and you didn't. So goodbye. If I had not seen you take Geraldine on the lake in your flat-bottom skiff. If you were not found to sue with your arms around her bare midriff. If I had not seen you pen sexy letters to Gwen in your own hieroglyph. If you had not left me home when you had two seats for South Pacific. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You were too darn prolific. If you were not such a hound who, when game was around, always picked up the sniff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, if you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you haven't, you were and you went and you didn't. So, goodbye. If when I asked where you'd been, you had not clipped my chin with a beautiful biff. If I had not always found purple lipstick on your handkerchief. If you had not told me lies and then looked in my eyes with a smile, be a tiff. If, when I caught you with Kate, you had not said, it's of no signif. I'm gonna miss you, baby. And I could get specific. Ah, what's the diff? If the best years of my life weren't spent as your wife with no married sir tiff. If you were not such a two-timing guy. If you weren't. If you. If you weren't, if you hadn't, if you didn't, but you have and you were and you went and you didn't. So, goodbye.
Love.
by me. You planned a romance that just hadn't a chance, and I'm through. Love, you didn't do right by me. I'm back on the shelf and I'm blaming myself, but it's you. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, you done me wrong. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Oh, love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, you done me wrong. Yes, Mr. Love,
murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shit.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself.
I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. Then I found out, single my... Not only was he married, well, he had six wives. One of them Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, pop, six. He had a hot six for lips, he took a flower.
Carving up the chicken for dinner, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. Even the milkman, he said, and he kept saying, even the milkman. Then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Karashakinit. Osmonje kore hirslakum lepok tauferje met en megle choktamu fait. Den emiga shen arta klangbayuk. Nem tudom ep munyanku sam hogyen tettem. Próbáltam orrendeseket me megjárásni, de nem értetek meg.
But did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. For the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, flip-flops, backflips, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, and we were in this hotel room boozing and having a few laughs, and we run out of ice. So I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie. Doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming.
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 Alvin Lipschitz. He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter, but he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, bum, bum.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Artistic differences.
I bet you would have done the same.
If you ever hang out with Che Rivera and the original Broadway cast of Candor and Ebb Chicago, whatever you do, don't pop your gum. That was from our vinyl vault. Now, before that, Rosemary Clooney gets revenge with elegance in Love You Didn't Do Right by Me from White Christmas by Irving Berlin. And we started off with If You Hadn't, But You Did, in which Dolores Gray has had it. That was from Jules Stein, Adolph Green, and Betty Comden's 1951 musical review, Two on the Isle. House lights are coming up, so it's time for intermission, where you can turn your phone back on, call home, and be assured that, yes, the kids are fed and the baby's asleep. So you might as well have a glass of whatever and enjoy Forbidden Broadway, making fun of stuff. Gerard Alessandrini's parody review has been skewering Broadway since 1982. The cast are known for their uncanny impressions of stars, and no actor or show is sacred. The bigger the hit, the harder they poke. Boublil and Schoenberg's 1987 Les Miserables created such an explosion that Alessandrini couldn't stop at 1 3-minute number. He and the cast unleashed a 10-minute barrage entitled More Miserable.
What show takes you up in the air when you come to call? It's Broadway's big love affair, but not really Broadway's at all. But I saw it and I didn't mind. Compare it to other shows and you'll find, just like the poster says, God knows, it's less miserable than other shows. Go try, get in, to watch the people spin. Ooh, la la la. les misérables. Je vais get sunk and Eponine goes punk. Ooh, la la la, les misérables. Valjean gets caught and everyone gets shot. Ooh, la la la, it's not Hedda Gabler. It's hot, it's chic, c'est très très magnifique, les misérables.
At the end of the play, we're another year older, and we're up and exhausted from playing the poor. Randy Graff fell in the band, and the turntable's making us dizzy. Tremonon yells a command, and he's throwing us all in a tizzy, and there's gonna be hell to pay at the end of the play.
At the end of the play, see the audience smolder, sitting flat on their butts for 3 hours or more. They can't wait to get back home and to read the libretto in bed, to decipher whatever went on
and what we said.
Better read your synopsis at the end of the play.
There was a time when shows were fun, and they used bright lighting, and the shows weren't so long, and the songs weren't so biting. There was a time, then it all went wrong. I dreamed a show in days gone by, where all the scenery looked so pretty. I didn't sing one song then die, and all my costumes were so gritty. I did a tap dance and I smiled, and pathos wasn't overstated. My lips were red, my hair was styled, I didn't act so constipated. But now that misery's in style, it's artistic if you suffer. So they tore my dress apart, and the chorus girls walk lame, lame. I dreamed a show in days gone by. Neil Diamond didn't sing my hit song. A pretty girl they'd glorify. Just grovel in the dirt, then buy a souvenir and don it. Rich folks pay $20 a shirt that has a starving pauper on it. I dreamed a show in days gone by.
But it's high, this song's too high. Pity me, change the key.
To be grief-stricken when the song goes on and on, empty songs with empty lyrics all about the dead and gone.
On 0810, you're simply a confused and worried child. Let me explain the plot of the show to you so you can understand the way it's styled. Jean Valjean is a convict who's being chased by the policeman Javert, who doesn't know that he is now a mayor and has adopted Cosette, the little waif daughter of Fantine, who dies in Act One. And that's why Jean Valjean must run.
Ah, yes.
Then he becomes involved in the French Revolution. But not the big famous one a little later when you thought you didn't know anything about, where Jean Valjean watches everyone get caught. Except for...
Marius.
Yes, Marius, who loves Cosette instead of Eponine, who joins the revolutionaries and runs over the barricade where she gets...
pregnant?
Shot. After she sings a long ballad very much like Jean Valjean, who dies peacefully knowing that he has driven Javert to jump off a bridge and insignificantly change France by being an all-around nice guy... and saving our stories done. How did you like that? Do you hear the people sing, singing the hit songs from Les Mis? It is the best show of a classic since they modernized The Wiz. Better learn the songs by heart, and if you don't, they'll call you dumb. They'll be atop the record chart when the British come. Gershwin, no more Kern, we don't need old shows anymore. We'll set ablaze and burn most every Stephen Sondheim score. Come join with the few who have started a musical war.
Do you hear the people sing all of the new songs from Les Mis?
Even the great Andrew Lloyd Webber wish the songs were really his.
You'll be ticketed and pinched if a Lacage song you should hum, or Jerry Herman will be lynched with a British drum. Do you hear the people sing all of the new songs from Les Mis? Now with our new French Revolution, we'll decapitate the beast. Now Les Mis is here to stay. Saigon will leave you numb. Let him will haunt the great white way when the British come.
I think that Fantine bit has been sung at more auditions than the actual song. That was the entire More Miserable sequence from Gerard Alessandrini's Forbidden Broadway. Now, you'd think a 10-minute spectacle would be enough, but then Broadway had to go and revive Les Mis in 2014, and they replaced the show's iconic turntable set with projections on the ceilings and the walls, and that was just not going to stand.
Go smoke some, 'cause guess what just came back? Ooh,
la la la. Les Misérables. It's now reborn as Victor Hugo. Les Misérables.
Ah, 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 ah. Look up, look up. Don't look what's on the stage. Look up, look up. Projections are the rage. The times have changed. Technology moves fast. Look up, look up. The slides upstage, the cast.
Please turn them off. Sweet Jesus, hear my prayer.
Too bad for you. Sweet Jesus is up there.
I'm Jean Valjean, but you won't have a clue.
Look up, look up. A croissant upstaged you.
Isn't it mean? Under that screen, I'll never be seen.
Look up, look up. Don't look us in the eye.
How long, oh Lord, before these gimmicks die?
Now calling lighting Q24601. Shine it on that actor, his song's begun. You know what that means.
Yes, it means I'm the star. They pay to see my noble death, and I am striving.
You will strive again. You give me flack and you will get the sack.
I know the meaning of a Broadway job. A slave of my track.
Your track is now a slide. The rest is a projection cue. 24601.
I play Jean Valjean.
And I am Cameron McIntosh. Do not forget my name. And do not forget Q. 24601. And fire that turntable.
Turn with me like days gone by. Spin on me on sets we knew. I'm the turntable who starred in Les Mis, but they fired me. Now I've left the biz. I'm an old has been who's through. Turn with me.
Turn with me.
Like days.
Like days.
Gone by.
Gone by.
Creaky set.
Creaky set.
Don't fret.
Don't fret.
Don't cry.
Don't cry.
We've been forced to take an early payoff. Cause projections never need a day off. Turn with me. Before. I die. Oh, turn, turn.
For Britain Broadway, let Les Mis have it again. That one was from 2014. Lights are flickering now in our virtual lobby, so finish your drink. Think about how you may never hear I Dreamed a Dream the same way again. Call the babysitter one last time. Find out everything's fine. Turn your phone back off and head in for Act Two. Let's hear from two big hits on Broadway right now. First, from Something Rotten, It's Hard to Be the Bard, when, you know, you're Shakespeare, it's the Renaissance, and you're at the height of your popularity. Okay. Now, after that, a revival so new there's no cast recording yet, so we'll go back to the source material. Shuffle Along was a 1921 musical revue by Noble Sissle and Eubie Blake. It's being mounted on Broadway right now with added backstory about the original production. We'll hear a 1950s studio recording of a big hit from that show.
My days are so busy, it's making me dizzy. There's so much I gotta do. There's lunches and meetings and poetry readings and endless interviews. Gotta pose for a portrait and how it's a plausible and there for eternity. Then it's off to the inn where my innkeeper friend wants to name a drink after me. Then it's back to my room where I resume my attempt to write a hit. Just me and my beer and the terrible fear that I might be losing it. And it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's really,
it's really,
really
hard, so very, very hard.
I make it look easy, but honey, believe me, it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's so
incredibly hard,
so
inconceivably, unbelievably hard.
It's hard to be the bard. Honestly, I don't know how I do it. There's only so much of me to go around. I got so many fans with so many demands, I can hardly go take a...
You get me?
Be a theater freak or the autograph seeker, they all want a piece of this.
Gimme, gimme.
It's a cross that I bear, I'm like Jesus, I swear it's a burden, but I suffer through it.
Suffering.
It's all part of the game, the trappings of fame, and somebody's gotta do it.
So he does it.
And I know, I gotta go and get back to my pen and ink. Oh, don't make me do it, don't make me go through it. Can somebody get me a drink? Cause it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's really,
it's really,
really
hard.
Hard.
It's sexy, but it's hard.
This bar that I'm raising to be this amazing, it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's hard,
it's so annoyingly hard,
so unavoidably, unenjoyably hard.
It's hard to be the bard, baby. I know writing made me famous, but being famous is just so much more fun. You see, what people just don't understand is that writing's demanding, it's mentally challenging, and it's a bore, it's such a chore to sit in a room by yourself, oh my god, I just hate it. And you're trying to find an opening line or a brilliant idea, and you're pacing the floor and hoping for just a bit of divine intervention. That one little nugget, that one little spark, then eureka, you find it, you're ready to start. So now you can write, right? Wrong, you're not even close, you remember the damage. Your place gotta be an iambic pentameter. So you write down a word, but it's not the right word. So you try a new word, but you hate the new word. And you need a good word, but you can't find the word. Oh, where is it? What is it? What is it? Where is it?
Sir? Hello. You asked for information on what Nicholas Bottom is writing. Our spy is here with the news.
Did he see me losing it?
He's half blind, sir.
Oh, good, then he only saw half of it. You see what I did? Oh,
yes, 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 wonderful.
Speak, man, what news?
I saw Nick Bottom, I did. He paid a soothsayer to foresee what Shakespeare's greatest play would be.
That sneaky little thief. Why doesn't he come up with his own ideas?
It's hard.
No, it is, isn't it? It's really the worst.
It's hard.
Makes me wonder why I didn't think of that first.
It's hard.
To alleviate the pressure to create.
It's hard.
To do something as good as the last thing I did that was already great.
It's hard, so hard that he is stealing from the bar.
Well, I'll hoist and lie his baton. All that I need is a clever disguise.
I'll
make him pay for his devious lies. Make him do all the tedious stuff, the work that's terribly and unmerrily hard. All right, Nick Bottom, I think Shakespeare needs to find out what Shakespeare's next big hit will be. Cause it's hard.
It's hard, it's totally hard.
It's hard.
It's hard, it's totally hard.
It's hard.
It's hard, it's totally hard.
Fortune and fame, everyone knows my name. I can't help it. It's still frickin' hard.
There's just one fellow for me in this world. Harry's his name. That's what I claim. For every fellow, there must be a girl. I found my mate by kindness of fate. Yes, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about, cannot do without, he's just wild about me.
Talk about me, baby.
I'm just wild about Harry.
Oh, good.
Harry's wild about me.
Tell the world.
Ah, oh, the heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy.
Be careful, honey.
He's sweet just like chocolate candy.
That's me.
Just like honey from the bee.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
And guess what?
And he's just right. Wild about, cannot do
right.
About, he's just wild about me.
Thelma Carpenter and Avon Long sang Sissel and Blake's I'm Just Wild About Harry in a studio recording of Shuffle Along. It's in a revival on Broadway right now. And before that, Christian Borle and company sang It's Hard to Be the Bard from Wayne and Carrie Kirkpatrick's 2015 smash Something Rotten. So our last two songs were new shows based on times past, perfectly in keeping with tonight's 11 o'clock number from Thoroughly Modern Millie. Now that show, set in the Roaring Twenties, started out as a 1956 British musical called Chrysanthemum, became a 1967 movie with Julie Andrews as Millie, and finally ended up on Broadway in 2002. Here's Sutton Foster as Millie with the 11 o'clock number from that show, Gimme Gimme.
A simple choice, nothing more. This or that, either or. Marry well, social whirl, businessman, clever girl. Or pin my future on a green glass love. What kind of life am I dreaming of? I say, gimme, 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 that thing called love. I want it, gimme, gimme, that thing called love. I need it, highs and lows, tears and laughter. Gimme happy ever after. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. Gimme, gimme that thing called love. I'll
Sutton Foster's Millie wants all the love she can get. That was Gimme Gimme from Dick Scanlon and Janine Tesori's Thoroughly Modern Millie. Time to come full circle now with the finale for our show. From the same show that brought us our overture, from the cast of The Producers, here's Goodbye. Goodbye from the ensemble of Mel Brooks, The Producers. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. If you've got a show tune request or a musical theater war story you'd like to share, visit our website, interlockinpublicradio.org. All our episodes are there, too. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.